Well, I was hoping that I would have heard, you know, that they were at a point where they were rolling out a plan and they were had a good transition in place for our soldiers. But I was actually dismayed, and I conveyed that to them, that they're just talking about things and it seems like nothing is getting done. And my point to them is that time is of the essence for these men who are and women who are coming out of the service and making that transition. We don't have 4 years, which is what it's taken so far, to begin to see how to get this plan in place. And so I was concerned, and I promised them that we will reconvene in a few short months to hear of their progress. They, you know, indicated to us the steps they were going to take to begin to get some process in place.
What did you think about the recommendations that the GAO made as far as trying to make some progress on these problems?
Well, the thing that concerned me about the GAO regulations or their recommendations was that they were directed at the VA. This is the intent in this law was to have a joint program so that transition is seamless for our military. And by directing their comments to the VA, it's sort of this underlying, you know, territorial, well, it belongs to them or it belongs to them. This should be a joint effort. And I think of everything, that was my biggest concern.
If you set aside the GAO recommendations, set aside the testimony of the witnesses, from your point of view as the chair of the subcommittee and reviewing the materials that were submitted to your committee and reviewed by your staff, what's your sense of the problem in the coordination between VA and the Pentagon?
Well, I think it goes back a long time, and it's this, well, you do this, and we do this. But what's getting dropped through the cracks are those folks who need that transition and that in between DOD and in between the VA. And that's my sense, that it's very territorial. People do what they're comfortable doing. And this, the intent of this law was to bridge that gap. And so whether they like it or not, that's got to be the mission. Bridge this gap and do what's right for the military.
When this, when you reconvene this hearing in a couple of months, as you alluded to a few moments ago, what will you be wanting to hear at that point? What do you expect to happen between now and the next hearing on this?
Well, both DOD and as well as the Veterans Administration indicated that they were going to do, and they were pretty specific in the steps they were going to take and the efforts they were going to make to get this program doing exactly what it should be doing. So we'll get the transcripts from the hearing, look over those, and all of the items that they promised that they would do. We'll go back and we'll hold them accountable for that. That's the beauty of these hearings. It creates a record. Here's what was promised, and now we need to have it delivered on.
Is that specificity a good thing in your minds? That give you a very specific roadmap to be able to perform that accountability, that oversight?
Yes, it does. I think that the more specific, the better, rather than talking in generalities, talking about, well, this or that. Specifics. How are you going to get to the point where the DOD and the Veterans Administration are working together and ensuring that the benefits and the health care needs and the families' needs are being met so that this transition can be as seamless as possible?
Do you think the goals that they laid out in that plan are achievable? Are they reasonable?
I think they are. I think given the resources that are available, given the urgency of the situation, given the fact that what we owe our military and our veterans, this nation should make it a priority, and so should DOD, and so should the Veterans Administration.
All right, another subject, Madam Chair. What should people know about the 25th District of New York that they might not know?
It is a wonderful place to raise a family. It's a beautiful part of the country. It's from Syracuse to Rochester, so it's right in central New York. And it's a great place to live and to work, and the people in this district are the best.